Please take a seat.
Welcome to the NetBank Reality Football Series.
Thank you, Pigman. Thank you, Brian.
Minanam's actually same WhatsApp group, 54 years old.
Wow.
That's revealing a whole lot of things. It says a lot about the journey that we've traveled.
No, definitely. Yeah, no. Hey, we've been in this together like for years. I've been your neighbor for almost like 10 years.
I know.
Yeah.
And it wasn't prescribed. It just happened.
No, it just happened.
It just happened.
So I was your neighbor, your teammate, your friend, everything.
You know, we've come a long way.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
But I think one of the biggest challenges, Minanawe, that we know.
Yeah.
Because you're joining Chiefs, and I know that at some point you almost joined Pirates.
We made a bit of a contact with you.
Just talk to me about that, what happened. I know Bobby was involved in changing the things.
No, they just came to a tournament that was on in Brett's Bapom.
Yeah.
It was a December holiday, so we just visiting. And the Pirates officials were there. So they just recruited. And Bobby just went straight to his dad and said, no, they want to steal the boy. Then I was taken to the Kaizer Chiefs office. And then I signed the contract. When Pirates came, it was too late.
Was it you or was it your father that signed the contract?
Yeah, no, my dad signed it.
Because you're still a minor, I guess, at the time, to do that. Was it your childhood dream to go play?
Yeah, because I was playing for the academy.
The academy.
Development, yeah.
You're talking about, we just lightly talking about COVID,
but
I guess it has been very tough.
It has been.
For all of us.
Yeah.
And we had to look after ourselves.
Definitely.
And it was important for us to walk that journey with the country in terms of how it's been tough for all of us.
Mm.
But we're here.
Yeah.
And we're doing what we love.
Yeah.
But we also love what we're doing.
Exactly.
You've been an analyst now. How has it been for you? I know you started at SuperSport.
Yeah. I think like Brian, you're saying, how it started, it was at SuperSport, obviously.
Yeah.
Being an office there, I was bound to make mistakes.
Yes.
But obviously, with the experts, I had to go through, not per se training, but just a little bit of a guidance, you know.
Yeah.
Because live broadcast is different than recording.
Correct.
Yeah. And with the live, and also when you are like facing that camera, you need to be confident. You know, impose yourself and also be knowledgeable. Okay. Why I'm saying knowledgeable, you can't go on air not understanding or knowing what you are all there about.
Talk about confidence.
Yeah.
We're petting a masala.
Yeah, well, I guess it's all about it reflects the upbringing.
Yeah.
You know, because this thing sometimes, individual are not the same. As human also, because there's a particular individual that you need to instill.
Yeah.
There's an individual that is have it, like you're saying, naturally. With me, it comes naturally, but again, indirectly, it was instilled, but I wasn't told that this is what we're trying to do to you.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that growing up in the township,
yeah,
You've experienced unrest and the 1976 riots and all that. We didn't understand what was going on.
Yeah.
You know, the reason why I'm taking you back is because that's a journey of an individual that grew up in Soweto being deprived certain things, like kind of bread. Bread was a major thing in the township because sometimes you find that the bakeries are not allowed to deliver.
Yeah.
Then there's a crisis, you know. You're given an opportunity to play for a professional team. Your first game is against Orlando Pirates in a derby.
Yeah.
You know.
How was that experience for you?
Yeah, but I'm still coming with that. Yeah. Then you get an opportunity to be selected for Bafana Bafana. So you score a first goal. So it's a series.
Yeah.
You know, of all the things that happened and that made me to be the way I am.
And all of that is driven by this inner confidence.
Yes.
Inner belief.
Inner belief, yeah.
The dream to become better in life.
In life.
But also to make that jersey number 15 the
yes.
most
yeah.
unique jersey.
Yes.
Did you play with the fact that there's fans that are coming to watch you talk? Because I was lucky to have played with you in the same club.
Yeah.
But I always looked at you and said, Martin Lengoyane, he's got the crowd in his head and he doesn't want to disappoint them every time he walks out. Is that how that confidence came out through how you played?
I guess coming from the development side of Kaizer Chiefs, they actually insinuated in terms of the badge. What does it mean to play for the club? And what does it mean to have 80,000 lap standing? And also the chairman, the board, the management. So I would say Kaizer Chiefs was like a university. And then when you go back home, it was like a college. So where you, both sides.
Yeah.
And none of them probably are 60 to 40. They were 50-50.
Yeah.
Because you remember my dad was like a soccer player.
Yes.
He was not drinking. He never smoked. He never went to clubs and all that. Now you could imagine what kind of environment I'm living in.
Yeah.
So it started from home and then by hand over to Naturena. And Naturena, they received it in my kick laughs, you know. But I would say to you, 1980, if I'm not mistaken, Chiefs was playing Swallows in the semis. I have a picture where I even posted it on Instagram. I was sitting behind the chairman.
Yes.
With my dad standing. Kushutibogui bench Chiefs.
Yes.
The coach was Eddie Lewis. And you know the comments from people is that even the chairman himself didn't know that that 12-year-old boy is going to be a future legend.
Yeah.
So you understand, while other kids probably were going through negative stuff, I used to go with my dad to watch the game and sit. And I used to envy the likes of the late Ace Nsoulaime, so rest in peace, Tini Zlala, John Malombo.
I'm glad you're mentioning those names because our generation had the biggest task.
Of course.
Because we've had to take over from those big names.
Yes.
If you look at the lineup.
But before you take over, you need to strive yourself to be in the lineup.
Correct.
Yeah.
But I'm also saying it's the biggest task.
Yes.
But you also, the advantage is to be playing whilst they're still active themselves.
Yes, definitely.
Because there is guidance.
Of course.
There is handing over.
Of course.
From your John Malombo di Chabe to say there is a handover.
Yes. Yes.
Do better than what I did.
Yes.
And you took that responsibility.
Yeah, you're spot on, Brian, because the baton was not sort of like thrown at us.
Yes.
It was handed over.
Yeah.
You know, there's a difference between accepting it and obviously like in a relay type of a thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's given to you.
Yeah.
Nobody has thrown
yeah.
or just probably left it on top of the table on the grass and for you to pick it up.
Yes. No.
So you are talking about an era that had great players.
Yes.
That had individuals that have stature.
Yeah.
You yourself as us, I mean, you know, you're looking at guys that made names for themselves. And then another thing, engathi, that was very, very, very appealing to us and Klambi Base Tusa also was the clubs that we played for and the brand, what it meant.
Yes.
Ngoba, wherever you go in the country, it looked like it's your home.
Yes.
Because you know, the Pirates, you probably haven't played for, we crowded 600. The Chiefs, that did the same. When we say it's empty, probably it's 30,000.
Yeah.
You remember when you played, let's say, Venda.
Yeah.
Celtics and Bloemfontein.
Yes.
You know, I can mention teams, you know, or probably even Takis in Mpumalanga, yes. Dangerous Takis.
Yes.
You would think that Chiefs or Pirates were the home teams. Hmm. And that on its own, it was like a pressure. Because now, 1 minute you mess up, they won't forget. And it was pressure on its own.
When we played,
yes,
and I would want to have your answer. You see, the difficulty about this conversation is that I'm also part of it.
Part of it, yes, you know? Definitely. Yeah.
Because I've been part of this institution.
Yes.
Was it for money when we started playing?
No. It wasn't for money. Let me remind you, there was no money. There was no money.
I got paid 3.5.
There was no money. My first salary was 8,000. But I was still in high school. But then I thought, oh, wow. My life is going to change. At least a scalar. I'll be not eating ikota anymore. Or amakwinya, you know, fat cakes.
Yeah.
Maybe ngila. Kumuma. Yagula ma chicken amnandi la.
Yeah.
Which more weekly suiting is colon. Everything that you think which you couldn't afford.
Now
you thought my life was gonna be like changing. Turn around in your time. And you envy all these guys that their parents before. Parents used to buy them cars.
Correct.
And now I'm like, oh, this life. Hmm. Now you look at guys by Aguma Taverns, Kuma Stockfells, dressed in Macavela, you know, Dickies, All Stars. You remember those clothes because they were expensive. That was not the case, Brian, because I remember the first check having email. And I remember, bonga na cell phone, la izo kali ti kring.
Aye, cell phone. Ufanye wena.
No. So, when I woke up, I think it was during the week, if not weekend, I was told, ukuthi transit, we're going somewhere. So we went to a particular bank, that Standard Bank. The bank in Lontoza, Itube. Bavule account, but no itlalala. But it's a no light time.
Yes.
But the account, yam. So, what happened? Kutatwe a certain portion kwa balance le account.
Yes.
But every month, my is ingenanga yi. Aize lagi. And then nami kule angwazi ukuthi I'm in charge. No, couldn't. But then, going back to your question, there was no money. There was no sponsorship per se for players that much, the way it is now. There are a lot of things being echo.
Yeah.
If I were to say to you, would strive to become man of the match,
yes.
Then man of the series or player of the tournament, you know, football of the year, this is where probably at least imali be lab. But at the end of the day, overall, out of 100, 99%, it was not all about money. It was passion because we really wanted to be there and for us, ukupuga los de business.
As ukupuga and as isukupuga, there's attractions around the site.
Of course.
Friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the most powerful
thing.
Friends,
eh?
And we've got to segment it to say what type of friends.
Yeah.
Because those were crucial.
Exactly.
I guess in our case, though, we must have been very lucky because a lot of our friends were elderly people. We were far older than us.
Do you think we were lucky or blessed?
We could call it both. We were lucky because we were the right type. And we were also blessed, I think.
Yo.
Because when you look at your amateur sellers, you know, your Happy Chingelas, your Chinas, your Dr. Mkizen in the learning
kids. Dr. Mayepa's
Dr. Mayepa, may his soul rest in peace.
Yo.
Because my take, and I'm sure will be your take.
Okay.
Would if it wasn't for them, based on the stages of playing those clubs, I think we would have offered a lot of that.
We would have. You mentioned a lot of characters, of which this is what I think it's probably lacking, because all these guys who were mentioned, they were stars in their own rights.
Yes.
We're talking about the Nchingela guys, Nchingela, who's like a very good marketer.
Yes.
You know, he has done tremendously well. Lindelane, also good marketer for a particular
Jaivisa.
All those guys and everybody that was surrounding us, they got involved in something. And now, this is exactly now when I was probably 10 years into the game, only understood what the parents were saying. Because after signing, I was summoned to the kitchen, which were, listen, now because you have signed now with Chiefs, now your life is changing. All these guys you grew up with, like a place, you know, so bonke labantu laban, they no longer exist in your life.
Yes.
So it's not easy to accept because I mean, namachitu kule now.
Yes.
You know, but the unfortunate, the difference was that I was into sport.
Yes.
And they were, but not as much as I was. So, but also, kubo, abebabshaya.
Strong.
So now, the old lady, kabanga, the little chela, I thought it was going to be my dad. But you are not lalela. Nabantu bonke, you flush them out of your life. I was like, hey. But you know, mind you, when your friends, amachite pola. Hence, that's why I became friends notable.
But now, I want us to have a conversation that's centered around very direct to certain players. I've spoken to three players.
Yeah.
Bati Bong, Nyakhrop Man. Bati Nyakhrop Man.
Yeah.
Even Yeye says, I wanted to be like Utokta.
Yo.
Tiko says, I wanted to be like Utokta. I wanted to play for Chiefs, but I ended up at Pirates.
Mm.
Shaba says, only 16 feet.
Mm.
There's one young man that perhaps wasn't unhappy, was very unhappy.
Mm.
And you were a coach at the time, Levi Mukhodi.
Who? Oh, Levi. Mm.
Levi, remember him?
Yeah,
remember
Levi from Swallows?
Yes.
Left back, yeah, I remember
Levi. Said, Elia Khrugmani harsh, man. That young man says, Elia Khrugmani is harsh.
Yeah.
Because the Afro band didn't want me to bring this fancy car. But hey.
Yeah.
What was in your mind when you were talking to him?
Hey, Brian, that was a good question. I don't know how you got the story and who told you, but it was under rep, but I'm not sure. But no, I must give you credit. You know, I didn't want to be selfish. I had to advise because the reason why I was a little bit harsh, I thought he was not taking me too seriously because I usually tell them, it's not about being possession of a particular thing. It's about what is it that you're going to be having in the next 10 years? Because he wanted to buy or he bought the car, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And I was a little bit angry. I said, this is not about you now. I want to see you telling me or showing me about you in the next 15, 20 years. Because that's what the chairman told me. Invest 10 years in your life. Because my first car, it was not from the first salary. It was after years, way back. You know the Jetta used to drive. And so I didn't want to be greedy, not to part info that I was giving because remember, we received it. Now, it was a 10 because of capturing it and absorbing. Now, it was a 10 to tell it to the upcoming youth. And I could tell what he was disappointed because he was under pressure because it was a Chiefs. Everybody was coming with these fancy cars. And I said, no, I'm upset with you because Utengi Moto and you're still doing well. This game, it's not about you deciding which you're going to play 20 years.
Yeah.
No, you know, Brian. I mean,
yes.
excuse me, you can have a good life, be disciplined on whatsoever, but if it happens, you would know, the unexpected happen, maybe ulimale or something happen, then the next thing, you've got only the car that in the next 6 years, it loses value.
Or the same car.
Or the same car.
Because of the driving skills.
The driving skills are zero. So I was upset. And I would say, why did you buy this? Because he played 3-4 games and he was a regular coming from Swallows. And then all of a sudden, boom, life changes. I'm like, no, you haven't arrived, boy. You're still in a bus, in a journey. I will tell you when it's the right time for you to do it.
And he further goes on to say, yeah, Marabu, Abu Shava, Nabu Yeye, Nabu Masilela, Bayaba Vume, Buti Baisenaz and his intellect. But I guess at the time, he wasn't aware of the journey that they have also traveled.
Definitely. Yes.
For you to be able to say,
yes,
no, you can enjoy those final things
exactly.
in life because
yeah.
you sort of mature.
Yeah.
That's what you were trying to instill
yes,
in
yes,
him.
Yeah.
And the youngsters that are going to consume this conversation with me and you need to feed from that advice that you're giving.
Yeah.
But there is nothing wrong.
No, there's nothing
in enjoying the finer things in life.
Mm-hmm.
But what backs you up?
Yeah.
If you are going to buy a ₹1 million car, you need to have ₹20 million in it.
Yeah, you can have ₹20 million. Remember, Brian, numbers don't determine your life.
Yeah.
It's you as an individual that pave your path.
Yeah.
Because having 40 million within 6-7 years, it's gone, but you'll still be alive.
Yeah.
And then what happens to you?
Yeah.
You know where to be found.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is that investing is the greatest way of living because you're wise, you know, not to be in need because life gives you pressure. What I'm talking about, life gives you pressure. It's like peers put you under pressure.
Yeah.
So if you have that discipline and you're composed, you're telling yourself, but you know what? Probably let me buy myself maybe 20 cows. That's a great investment because you can see it growing. You buy yourself a farm. The value, excuse me, it does depreciate, but also you have it. You know, but you buy the car, you buy expensive clothes. There's no way you can buy a jean Uzoikoga for 20 years. Probably you'll wear it for 6 months, then it's worn out. So money's gone down the drain. But having said that, yes, there are challenges in terms of wanting to be the best. But at the end of the day, if you wake up and see the sun, and the person that has bought 100,000 jean see the sun, there's no difference. The only difference is that he's wearing 100,000 jean. But what more important is that God gave you the chance for you to see the sun and then you'll see the next day. That's the most important thing. Uguti, what is happening within your peers or your surroundings, that's secondary. We're not just be grateful that God is still on your side to give you more life.
Eskumbula didn't go to go and show me your number.
Yeah.
What no matter what I
went for stand. Then I was like,
ah, yeah. No, show me your number.
It was to be honest, that's when I realized what you know EPL I won't be suitable for you. Or maybe I took an early decision.
Yeah.
You know? Because when we went to, I only arrived in England, it was on a Wednesday, then I couldn't train Thursday because I was still jet lagged. Friday we traveled to Italy against, yeah, we were going to play against Fiorentina, like 2 games. And, hey, I'm looking at these players, I'm like, wow, yo,
Zabuya.
Yeah. So, surprisingly again, starting lineup. Yay!
Again.
All right. And you must understand, in England, the Route 1 is a staple. They claim actually. So I was in a serious dilemma whereby they switched the ball from the left to the right where I was, but not direct to me, but to the space. So I had to run. And remember, being a go fast.
Yeah.
So my figure corner, and you know Italians, they like to
bad lap, press.
They press you. They deny you space. But when I looked at boxing, there was no player there. But, and this guy is charging. So I'm like, hey. And Val. Then that was true, yeah, Val. But the third time, already the boys were in the box and they were waiting for a delivery.
A delivery.
Ah, my Val. It reminds out that it's by two. Man cross. The bodies were, they were facing our keep. The ball went over that side. And in the dressing room, yo, 7.5. The F weight.
Strong.
Just bang it, man. When I came back in London, I got on that kitchen and said, you know what?
This is not
I need,
me.
I need to go back home, man. There's a major, thing that happened. Serious stuff. When I came back, Chiefs were playing a Val professional. I just from the airport went to watch them play there because obviously I couldn't. Then the chairman asked me after 2 days, "Hey man, these guys are calling. They want to play." I was like, "Tell them."
I'm sorry.
Because mina infinity kitaka.
That's you.
That's me.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's finally City Harbour because you know. This conversation around better money choices that we've got to teach, I like that is also coming out of the kids as well. You said profound things to say. You can only advise.
Yeah.
It's up to the individual to take the right choices.
Of course.
And you and I would know better because the power of our presence and our influence in people's life, that includes parents who've got kids that have got the same dreams as our youngsters have to play football, to share this experience. I like, as I want you to summarize it, because the involvement of your parents in your financial affairs has sort of molded and disciplined you as well. So I would like you to look into the camera and give that advice because And intensify it, dog, because masinga yenzi, I would feel we've done a bit of an injustice to the parents that are struggling to say, but how do I cope with these young men? Because at development level, and you have a development.
Okay.
Super sport or whatever the development is, some of these youngsters suddenly wanna pay 5,000. Bamkhafa. Under 12 years.
Yeah.
How important is it for parents to get involved at that level with this child as well and instill the values of and the importance of money and saving it, not just spending it?
I think the only solution based on the current situation we find ourselves in, there's so much loopholes in lives today because there's so much negativity that is happening. Kids are exposed to so many things. And like I said, you're fortunate enough to have a daughter or a son that will be disciplined and be in a position to say, my mom, my dad. You know, then like we spoke about life has evolved. And when we talk how to manage the kids, it has to be from both parties. They have to work hand in hand. Because you can't let the chairman or the club be responsible.
Yeah.
And only to find that the parents, you know, they're just cruising. Nothing's happening. So they need, both parties need to come together. And individuals, like I said, they need to be molded at an early age. Started by showing love, Then you start building the character, and then the rest will just follow. But also, you know, when you talk to teams in terms of they give stipends to the players, like they go out. We used to get those, even if it was 200 bucks. Because when I was still playing for Kaizer Chiefs Development, when you go play in Kuruman or Kimberley, whatever, then Maz was sneaking like 200 bucks. But before Pumendlin, at home, they'll know that I'm going to get 200 bucks. And Mambuya grounding, I'll bring back that 200 bucks. So transparency, it's very vital.
Yeah.
Don't try to be something that you're not. Because you hide it only to find that you're hiding a poison. You actually dig in your own grave. So being transparent to your parents and to the club, it's very key. Whatever you get or whatever you have achieved, share it with people. Don't make that glory to be yours all by yourself, because it's going to be like a wound. When it becomes septic, it's unstoppable. It will kill you. So there won't be any cure. So while it's still ailing, let's try to get a proper medication to stop the wound from growing or being septic. So those youngsters need to understand that as much as you have the capacity in terms of the skill and you want to become a player or the elite player, but you need to understand that you were not just bought somewhere or you fell from any planet that we don't know. No, you had a home, you had parents that took care of you. So you need to understand the money that you get, you need to be transparent and show it to the parents and let them know that you are going to earn so much. So if you're going to be earning 10,000 but you're earning 2,000, there won't be cure. There won't be cure if that wound becomes septic.
You talk about these parts around transparency.
Yes.
There's young couples that would have probably gotten married when Dr. Khumalo, Asha Ipai Twizy to Brendan Silent. Yauti at no man, as it, can you marry me?
Yo.
Now, these are young people that suddenly get into this institution.
Yes.
And this institution that involves money.
Yeah.
And people got under the collar.
Too much.
What do we say to them?
Usually they say listening is a skill.
Yeah.
You know? It will actually take you to places. If you feel or you believe that you're not clued up about certain things, don't bottle up. Be transparent. Ask for advice.
Yes.
Seek for advice. There are institutions with better individuals that can give you better advice.
Correct.
There are those who have walked the path that can give you the advice. But if you start to bottle up, you start to be greedy.
Yeah.
That greediness is going to pile up. Ugabona, like you go to a room of an individual, he will wear a t-shirt that is clean. When he comes back or when she comes back, wherever, we like a coin. The next day, same thing, we like a coin. Mm. It piles up.
Yeah.
But it becomes what? A dirty laundry.
Yes.
Which like can cause a lot of bugs.
Yes.
Which can cause a lot of sickness because now there's what? Germs.
Yes.
So life is like that.
It's a formula.
It's a formula. If it's a dirty laundry, it needs a detergent. So if you can't sort out your financial problems, you want to be isolated, it becomes a dirty laundry. You need a detergent that will solve and kill the germs.
So now that I
understand,
I know
what I'm saying.
So now that I know what the next business venture between me and now, it's a laundry business.
I was just making an example. Yeah, Yes.
But I want to also bring
all of them are down. Ish, my laundry.
My laundry is a problem.
Ish, it's a problem. Yes. So it's exactly like financial.
No, I agree with you. The next business venture is the laundry business so that we can clean up people's.
We have to clean, yes.
But I want to bring it back to something that involves football as well.
Mm.
Football is about decision making.
Of course.
Sometimes you've got to take a risk.
Yeah.
And the risk factors are, you played in a position that involved risks and decision making.
Yes.
The pass,
uh-huh,
every passer,
yes,
should provide a solution.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it doesn't, it's just fucking pressure.
Exactly. Yeah.
And first time.
Yes.
So I want us to create and wrap it up using this formation I think it's a brilliant formula.
Yes.
To say as a left back, this is what you have.
Yes.
This is the role.
Of course.
That you have. Mind you, kuna lama tembla wa machala, or my wing backs.
My wing backs, yeah.
So I want you to wrap up that thing.
Okay.
And secondly, the final one. Table 22.
Mm-hmm.
Football is played by 11 players.
Yes.
So this is me and you. At some point, we're going to have this thing, but we'll wrap it up.
Yeah.
But as you wrap up this smaller one, I also want you to think about if we were to have a table for 22 people, obviously, it's me and you.
Yes.
Who would be on our table? Who have played such a key role, well-rounded, so that we can have a conversation even further for them to be able to feed from that? Let's start with the first one.
Well, the first one, Kunje. How the decision-making.
The decision-making.
No, decision making is very key because that's a serious factor which propels performance.
Yeah.
Because there are more than eight.
Yeah.
For you to be an elite individual, that decision making is very key.
Yeah.
Some decision making, they have been prolonged. Some decision making, they need an instant thinker. Some decision making, sometimes it comes in a way that you're under pressure.
Yeah, take risks.
Take risk. Now, you need to put them in one basket and dilute and understand the meanings.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, clearly you're out. Because remember, when you say, being a middle fielder, you are in the middle of the pack. You are a decision maker.
Yeah.
When attacking, even when defending.
Yeah.
Without you, the spine is dead.
Yeah.
Now, that means you are the key player.
Yes. You are the father figure.
Father figure. So, when we go forward, you determine our movement going forward.
Yes.
When we defend, you determine how we defend.
You need to structure.
You need to structure.
You need to lead us.
Yes. So, it has to be the first one, understanding when going forward, what will make those people in front of you to tick. Because you can't have a tall player and try to pass him on the space because he can't run.
That's making better money choices.
Thank you. You can't have a winger that is slow in the pace, but when you pass him on feet, can take on defenders. So understanding your teammates' strength.
That's better money choices.
Yes. You understand? And also, which I find it very key, when we have superior numbers going forward, what kind of a situation do we find ourselves in? Do we slow down or do we attack because they're inferior?
That's calculated risks.
We understand.
In the money, in the investment sense.
Yes.
When I go on.
Yeah.
And give me as much of the understanding, I'm putting it into the monetary perspective.
Exactly. Now, we call that transition.
Yes.
Because from defense to attack. Oh, there are only three, we're seven. We have to go forward. Yeah. So, your transition basics. Think forward, run forward, pass forward. Then that's transition. Because if you go backwards, those are going to come and add numbers and equal us.
So in essence,
we understand.
I understand all
of this.
In essence, and I'm saying I had to get you, and you've narrated even perfect.
Yes.
To look into the possibilities.
Yeah.
The engagement part, the when part, and how to do that.
Do it, yes.
Because that's a formula of your life.
Yes.
In terms of how you manage yourself, definitely. Even better with making better money choices.
Exactly.
In a financial sense,
mm-hmm.
calculated risks,
mm-hmm.
but set up structures. There's an emergency budget that you should be able to have.
Yes.
There's also a budget to please yourself,
uh-huh.
but there's also forward thinking.
Yes.
And the forward thinking that you're talking about
is
kunje kunabantwana bafuthi.
Yes.
Labantwana lawa, we need to look after them.
Yes.
We need to make sure with labantwana lawa they are well looked after, exactly. in terms of what we are doing.
Yeah.
Hey, doggies.
So now when you talk of us being superior in numbers when they attack, so you have it all. So going forward, you need to be calculative in order for you to be able to score that goal, to surpass that three.
I like this effect that you have it all.
Mm.
Because at 2 years, you could smell a good perfume.
Yeah. yeah.
Because so mnandi.
Singum mnandi, yeah.
So mnandi.
Yes.
You've created a system for yourself.
Exactly. Yeah.
So for the youngsters watching, for the parents watching, who are going to consume it, create a system, a formation
exactly.
for yourself.
For yourself.
And that's the formation that we pass on to the young people.
Exactly.
In terms of saying, create. This football that you play,
yeah.
it's the equivalent
yes.
of your system, your life.
Yeah, bro.
Man does out the Sony P life.
Sony
P mama.
Yeah.
No ba. Sony P life.
Yes.
You know, now it's for your taxi, the man.
Yeah.
You let Dina and Kulmanga at dinner for 22 players.
Yes. Yeah.
Uba and good dinner for 22. Ozoba corner. Sumfunabe corner. Late dinner. 22. Table 22.
Should I name all the.
Name? No, it's season. I'm going to add.
It must be 22 people.
I need to football that I want to 11, be 11.
Yes, I know. But 22, it's...
Nobody, no, it's season. Now, goalkeeping department.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know Peter Palagu kills the Chiefs.
So we're talking, you see, you're saying...
You can mention any other player.
So we mention names of the players.
You can mention names of the players. We want to mention...
Or we mention...
Let's mention the names of players.
People that have...
People. People, let's include people as well.
Yes.
Yes.
That have never played the game.
That have never played the game. Let's open it up.
Yeah.
Football players, business people, they don't want to have,
you know,
to be part of the table 22.
I think the keeper would be me as an individual.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't want anything to go past me.
Yes.
As a goalkeeper.
Yes.
So in life, I need to understand that there are challenges.
Yes.
But I should be able to deal with them more blocking.
Yes.
And the reason why I'm saying being a goalkeeper, being me the goalkeeper,
yes.
because it starts with me.
Oh, correct.
If I want to have a better investment, I have to be the decision maker.
I'm a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
So, siyafana.
All right. And also, distribution.
Yeah. Sifaka ba.
More distribute as a keeper, you need to understand how to distribute.
Yeah.
Handling of the ball.
Yeah.
So that is why it needs mina.
Technique.
Need key. Because there's handling, distributing, accuracy, vision.
Yes.
Discipline.
Yes.
Commanding.
Yeah.
Directing.
Born.
You understand?
It's calling you again. It's better. Let's call it. It's better. Let's call
it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as my individuals. So when I call, I mean corner.
Yeah.
So ngithi as if decided ukuthi angisi build this spine, as build this spine.
Yeah.
Let's ama win back as is yeke, as is
yeke. Yeah.
As if build a spine.
Yes.
And is spine sifuna lezi zila.
Yes.
As organizer.
Mm.
Simbeka apho hepinchingile.
I think he would be a good destroy in the middle.
Destroy.
Yeah, send his middle.
Deal make.
Yeah, because he's got capacity in terms of going forward and back.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're talking his experience.
His experience.
The fact that he speaks truth to friends and teammates. He can put people together.
Exactly. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Jomo can be a creative person behind the D area, the final third. Or he might be the dummy striker because he can from the middle, have those entries inside the box because he's a sniper.
Mchoman.
Because he's creative. He's our decision maker in terms of, do I pass or do I penetrate and score? Or do I shoot? Do I ever?
So we've mentioned four people so far. Yes. So as Edo is five.
Yes.
And say, who else do we need to be part of this? Where do we put Ubra Chincha? Where do we put Uchemen? Where do we put Abu Bra Rider?
When you talk about the both chairmen, I would say they can be wing players.
Wing players. Why?
Because isolation, they operate better.
Yeah.
When they crowded, they can't.
They can't.
Because they don't want a clustered place.
They deal with individuals better.
Individual spectrum. And they see better and they can deliver.
Yes. They have a bigger vision.
Yeah. Because when they go down, they can deliver.
So we've got seven.
Yeah. So, and then...
Who are our fullbacks?
When we look at the fullbacks, we're talking...
Ulindelan Simfagap.
Yeah, no, before Ulindelan, I think the fullbacks will be the biological parents.
Yes.
And decide those who are not biological.
So two by two.
So biological on the right can go up and down. So the function is the same, but it's just that what differs is they are biological, they are not. But the functions are the same.
The functions are
the same. Yeah. And the position is the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one, when one goes up, this one stays. So this one goes up, this one stays.
Calculated risk.
Yes.
You are aware.
You are aware.
So
abekho bahambile laba, laba bazokuguide.
Bakhona
bazokuguide. Abakuphi?
Batiqaphela mntana. Laba sisitrate.
Sisasekhona mara laba.
Sisasekhona laba bekho la.
Exactly.
Because sesidlalo, sisiphele lapho.
Yeah.
Sesicompletile the first 11.
Yeah.
Asifaka bayo. Because that's important. Because you and I have assumed different positions of leadership, of influence, and all of this type of things. And let's look into the current crop.
Yeah.
And I'll throw in names randomly of players that, and I'll have players first. Where do we have Uchimita? Where do we have Utiko Mudis? Where do we have Shaba? Where do we have Utinich?
In which team?
I need to lay first 11, says it.
Well, I guess you can plug them in their respective positions. This is where they, in life, real life, I think
they will excel.
It interprets that. They will excel.
And Sibafaka Ngoba, they have been through life lessons.
Yes.
They know what it means to make a mistake.
Of course.
They also know what it means to celebrate.
Yeah.
They've also assumed a position of responsibility being family man.
Yes.
That's where we're actually having them.
Okay.
Outside of the football space, I mentioned Linda and you said that before Sibuyabuye, Sizofaka Omunye Futhi. Where do we put in other people and who do you suggest? Let's have five. Where do we have these other ones? And who are those people that you think could be part of this thing? Because they've played an important... And I'm saying this thing because there's a Grootman as a Plumangai in an hour. And may his soul rest in peace. Who chose?
Yeah. Well, by Jaws, I mean...
And let's define Jaws because Jaws makes us all look good.
Yeah.
He used to be part of cooking a case of
Yeah,
everything. He used to be part of kit managing.
Yeah.
He used to be part of saying to you, as in...
Yeah, no, definitely. He used to, like... help us to overcome storms,
yeah.
No, Jaws can be like in the central defense, yeah.
Central defense,
yeah.
We put him there,
yeah.
So, this other dinner with this completion, Ariel Cycle, should have someone that takes when I will take it, I'm a captain,
okay,
because scaling up,
yeah.
So, let's add three to complete this lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we have that should be able to take? This whole pressure for us. Wellington Maya to Muntagalatla, where do we put him?
Felix, I think again, his normal position because he excelled in it. And even in real life, that's how he is. In real life.
There's a teacher that we haven't included.
Mm.
Ntsiyema Pika.
Yeah, Ntsiyema, yeah. Well, Again, also left back, because that sounds is bombing forward, backward, back, instructions and discipline, dedicated, you know.
We've completed that list.
Yeah.
But I want to say the reason I'm raising all of these people is to say the same team spirit that should prevail in the field of play is the same spirit that we take outside.
Yeah, definitely.
But we are all individuals.
Yes.
But we have a common goal.
Yes.
And the only way to achieve the common goal is to work as a collective.
As a collective, yeah.
You save as a collective.
Of course.
You spend by discussing matters and making better decision makings, better money choices as well that you've got to make as individuals. But as a team, we've got to be able to do that. Because the success, yes, it might be contribution of various individuals, but it becomes a collective.
Exactly.
I was a bit emotional, actually. This is a confession from me.
Okay.
Because you and I, we've been very close for years.
Yeah.
You know that thing.
Yes, yes.
I know.
Okay, yeah.
We spend time together. We have gone through so much. But we also have so much fun.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, yeah. We have so much fun. I'm not too sure what music you're playing lately.
Yeah.
But I play a radio station that plays Abumtu.
Yeah, same thing.
Old school.
Yes.
I still go back to that.
Yeah.
I think for all of that, Dogis, thank you very much for that.
No, thank you. Thank you.
I've enjoyed it, and I'm sure that people are going to enjoy
the
conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you, my brother.
Shabbos. Shabbos. Eita. Sure.